turning to throw it in. Near side of the basket to our right. Throws to the corner. There's Lillard. He'll fade. He'll fire. It's up and no good. It's no good. And for the first time in over 50 years, the NBA will see a team go to the finals for five straight seasons. Final score, Golden State 119, Portland 117. The Warriors win in overtime and sweep the Western Conference Finals 4-0.
A tough-fought sweep against the Trailblazers, and certainly thrilling as the Warriors now await the winner of the Bucks and Raptors Eastern Conference Finals series, as the NBA Finals will begin on Thursday, May 30th in either Milwaukee or Toronto. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound update comes a week ahead of Game 1 of the NBA Finals, as here on this Thursday at the Rakuten Performance Center at team headquarters in Oakland, we wanted to listen in to some of the talk of the past several days. Interviews with Stephen Curry and Alphonso McKinney are in store, but we start with NBA TV's Game Time crew, where we hear from Isaiah Thomas and Grant Hill on set with Casey Stern to discuss Stephen Curry's dominant playoff run.
The accolades continue. How much did Steph take his legacy for you up another notch, the way he played after KD went down at the end of the Houston series through this past series?
I think he and the Warriors, you know, definitely took it up another notch. And I am fortunate enough to, and I'm happy to be living in this era where I've gotten to see some of the greatest basketball teams to ever play the game, whether you talk about the Lakers, the Celtics, Pistons, Bulls, and now this Golden State team. I mean, what they're doing is historical. I'm fortunate and happy to be able to talk about it and watch it. You know, what Steph and Durant and these guys are doing this run. Hey, I'm just glad that I was alive to really see it and be able to talk about it and pay witness to it and also pay respect to it, because what these guys are doing is just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And Grant, when you think about it from Steph's point, is Zeke, the crazy part is he wasn't shooting the ball well at all during really the series up until KD went out. If I told you he was going to score 35 points, sure, if Steph takes enough shots, but he was efficient. He passed the ball. He ran the offense. He made the right plays. It was within the Steve Kerr and the Warriors offense that he was able to get those points and was efficient doing so.
And, you know, I mean, Steph has been great over the course of the last 4 years. But, you know, the first two championship runs, he didn't play great basketball in the playoffs, and particularly in the finals. And I thought he did a good job last year, and particularly in the finals against Cleveland. But he was overshadowed by Durant. Durant was just that much better than him. But to be able to be sort of that guy, to have that responsibility, to remind us of what he's capable of and what he did 2-3 years ago, winning two-time MVP, to getting back to playing at that level, as you said, after he was struggling. And then to the way he's done it and the way they have done it. Think about it. They have changed the way they have played in a series, in the toughest series they may face this whole playoffs. And so they changed up how they played. Everyone was forced to step up. Steph has been great. Draymond has been as good as anybody. Might be the best player on their team. But to watch what he's done and they've done has been truly unbelievable. And I'm also honored that I'm able to witness it in person and watch this great basketball.
Now we hear from Steph in an interview with ESPN on SportsCenter just after the game broadcast from Portland wrapped up on Monday, with that overtime win propelling the Warriors into the finals.
Stephen Curry, kind enough to join us now from Portland after wrapping up the sweep of the Blazers. And as you know, Scott Van Pelt in this space likes to say he's not tired yet. Legler couldn't believe how many times you crossed the court in the fourth quarter in that one sequence before scoring the basket. You played every minute in the second half. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great, man. It's kind of one of those games where you just got to find a way to get it done, and everybody stepped up. We had a lot of injuries, but the opportunity in front of us to, you know, win tonight, advance our fifth finals in a row, and just celebrate as a team. Hard-fought victory, man. Portland played amazing tonight, gave us everything we asked for, and obviously celebrating the wins big.
You mentioned the depth and the entire team. You know, people are going to ask you for comparisons of the five teams going to the NBA Finals. Is that the biggest difference? Steve Kerr using seven different starting lineups. Is this the most depth you guys have had in this run?
It's kind of funny because early in the playoffs, that was people were talking about how slim our bench was because, you know, our top guys were playing so well and playing heavy minutes. And then the entire, you know, narrative changes in this series where, you know, obviously with KD out, DeMarcus out, now Andre out, you got to have guys step up. But we set the culture from the beginning of the season and at the beginning of this entire run that, you know, everybody on the team, everybody that has a jersey on is going to help us win, whether it's a regular season game, a playoff game, or a clinch or Western Conference Finals. And, you know, talking about that and actually believing it makes a series like this possible where everybody stays confident. Doesn't matter how many minutes you play, you step foot on the floor, you help us win. And tonight was a perfect example of that.
It's hard for coaches of championship teams to win Coach of the Year awards because everybody thinks, hey, you got the best players, you're supposed to win, we give it to somebody else. Tell me why Steve Kerr is so good, especially this year with the injuries, with the depth, with the tinkering of the lineup.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll be okay with that trade-off, going for the big trophy versus Coach of the Year. But the entire staff, I mean, they're very collaborative in terms of everybody having input, but at the end of the day, he makes the decisions, and we roll with it. So sometimes we don't like him, sometimes we do. It's just part of the game. But at the end of the day, there's trust, and there's no coincidence why the culture we have here allows us to, you know, have the success that we do.
So what's the deal with getting behind by 15 every single game? Is that necessary part of your game? Does that drive you guys? Couldn't you play ahead the whole game?
I mean, we don't want to be in that situation, but there's talented teams all throughout this league, and Portland came out swinging tonight, just like they did game two and three. And you know, our first quarter tonight gave us an opportunity to withstand a couple of those blows, and then, you know, Myers Leonard had the night of his life, Dame and CJ got loose, you know, a little bit, and they make plays, but at the end of the day, we know 48, 53 minutes, whatever it takes, you know, there's still time for us to leave our imprint on the game. We never lose our, you know, our composure or panic at all. It's just, you know, got to buckle down and play the full game.
Hey, we'll let you get out of here after this one. Share one, the best exchange you had with Seth, either during the series or maybe after it.
His game two jinx on my free throw streak finally came and bit me tonight. He didn't say nothing tonight, but as soon as I missed it in the fourth quarter, I looked at him. It was just two games later, but you know, we exchanged jerseys and our families are here. It's just unbelievable, and you know, at the end of the game tonight, just getting to hug him and obviously congratulate him on a great series, but something that we'll remember for a long time. So I kept the jersey and be on my wall somewhere.
He was the one screaming about your travel late in that regulation. You know that, right?
He's been tattletaling on me since birth. So that's all, yeah.
Thanks, Steph. We'll see you in the NBA Finals, pal.
Thank you.
Finally, another interview after Game 4 in Portland as Alfonso McKinney joined Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on the Warriors Radio Network.
And Alfonso McKinney, who's been a big part of that, has put on a headset. Alfonso, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
First of all, congratulations on the win and the going to the NBA Finals.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Something I've always dreamed about, and for it to become a reality now, you know, it's something special for me. And you know, these guys' fifth go around, and words really can't even describe it.
It's a great part of your story, and you hear Andre Iguodala come over along with Warrior assistant coach Willie Green to congratulate you. And it was also a start tonight.
Yeah.
Go through that. What was it like for you?
I mean, we really didn't know if Andre was going to play or not. But you know, coach, I told me that if he didn't, then I would get the start. And I mean, I've been working all year and really just working, you know, for opportunities like this. And you know, coach trusted me. The whole coaching staff trusted me to go in and start. And you know, I'm just happy that we was able to get this win. And I'm going to enjoy it, but at the same time, going to keep working and, you know, get ready for what's next.
Alfonso, that's a big moment to start in a playoff game in the Western Conference Finals for the first time in your career, getting a playoff start. You had a great first quarter. I mean, right from the get-go, you hit that three. Did that take a lot of tension out of your body?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I've been knocking it down this series, and for me to come out and hit my first shot, it was big. You know, it's more of a confidence booster. And, yeah, the rest of the game, you know, guys still look for me. And, you know, I love those guys. They trusted in me, and, you know, I trust them to lead the way, and I follow behind them. And like I said, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, we were able to get this win tonight. It's a big win.
Tell us about the challenge of you do a lot of switching, and many times you get matched up on either McCollum and particularly Damian Lillard. Tell us about the growth there. What have you learned in this kind of pressure situation against big-time players like them?
You know, since the season started, you know, I was one of those guys that came in, and, you know, I just switched off on different guys. And the first playoff series, we played the Clippers, and, you know, I had to switch off and guard Lou Will. And the whole playoff thing, my thing has been trying to guard those type of guys and not foul them, you know, move my feet and, you know, just be that long, lengthy defender on them and just try to bother them. And I think each series, you know, I learned more and more, you know, guarding different guys. And, you know, this series, I was just able to come out and, you know, do what I set out to do. You know, that's pretty much guard those guys without fouling them and just bothering them. And, I think I did that.
Well, Alfonso, congratulations again. There's a hat and a T-shirt that says NBA Finals with your name on it.
Oh, man, I love it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, the Warriors await the winner of the Bucks-Raptors series as Game 1 of the NBA Finals is set for either Milwaukee or Toronto on Thursday, May 30th. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.